One of the reasons I love that song so much is the lyrics are just the best church song in the world. And all of us do know somebody who has a negative vibe, don't we? I know that I do. And what I love in that lyric, it says, if you ask them where they're going, they don't know. All they do is complain about everybody else. That they've got no plans for themselves or for their own life. This is exactly what we seek to not be. It's exactly what we seek to heal in this work that we do here, is to become aware of when we are in a place where we are emitting a negative vibe. And sometimes we don't know that we're doing that. Sometimes it's a trap. Sometimes it's the way we learned to participate in life, by being the one that always has a wisecrack or something negative to say, thinking that it's funny. And when you're a kid, it is. It really is. But when you're an adult seeking to make a contribution to be at the table of adult life, it not only doesn't help to be the one with a negative vibe and always a negative comment, it hurts and it winds up isolating that person as well. We all want to be at the table, I believe that. We all want to make a contribution. And my God, it is not too late ever, ever, ever to begin the work of healing and to give ourselves to something that we know is important and can be blessed by our energy. I'm going to say it now, Ted, that I am so honored and proud of Ted Sprague, who is a producer of a documentary that's going to be on PBS on Thursday night, SoCal PBS, about a dance teacher of his. And I facetiously sometimes say, I don't know if treatment really works, but I know tenacity does. And I know that Ted has been working on this for how many years, Ted?
Nine
years. And persistence, consistency and persistence are two things that are so important. But that also implies we know what we are giving our energy to. When it's a project, that's identifiable, and that's a good thing. When it's our lives, it's not so easy to see. And it's not so easy to see because, again, I believe that we are stuck in this trance. It's part of the opportunity of being a human being. We believe that we are our bodies. We believe that we are our conscious awareness. I am what I think or what I want or what I need now. And yet we are so much more than that. We are rarely pressed to discover what that might be. In my work, there's an... Back in the day, we used to say that we never move when we see the light. We only move when we feel the heat. We only move really to discover what that larger sense of ourselves might be until we are in pain, which is no longer bearable. Or if you have ever participated in any of the 12-step modalities, they call that hitting bottom. Some people hit bottom in tragic ways, having lost so much. And others, not so tragically, but realized finally, at long last, that, you know, whatever I've been doing is not getting me what I want. The ones that have the negative vibe that's mentioned in that song, you know, I really believe one of the greatest questions you can ask yourself or someone that you care about is the great question we get from Dr. Phil, bless his heart, about how's that working for you? You're complaining about the same thing over and over, year after year, decade after decade, and are still not experiencing the joy or the freedom or the health or the relationships that you feel you're entitled to, and by the way, you are. You have to say, what is this routine that you're running, and how's that working for you? An adult, someone who assumes responsibility for their experience, that's what I like to use as an adult. By using the word adult, that's generally what I mean. I assume responsibility for the energy that I bring to a situation and what I put forth in the world. I know it's a cause and effect world, and I get that, and I assume responsibility for that. And if something's going on that I'm not crazy about, it's up to me exclusively to change that. And that's where perhaps the 12 steps are a superb guide for everybody, everybody, no matter what. If you're not experiencing something that you want to be experienced, step number one, we admit that we are powerless. Powerless what? You're not going to get the results working against what it is you want. It's not going to happen. If we want a certain effect here, the correct cause has to be in place. It really is as simple as that. There is no shortcut to any good thing that you want. And if we admit that, you know what, I'm doing this wrong, clearly, and why would it be clear? Because you're not having what you want. You're not seeing it. You are not experiencing it in your life. Then step number two teaches, that we came to believe that there is a power greater than ourselves. And as Dr. Holmes taught us, you can use it. This insight comes specifically from Carl Jung. That is his contribution to not only the 12-step movement, but to Western civilization. That there is a power in this universe. And every religious tradition has called it something. And we choose an acronym, God, good, orderly, direction. That which is the creative principle of the universe, that which causes all things to arise, sustain, and be recycled. And it is a reality. It is the ultimate reality. And then when we realize that there is a creative principle for good in the universe that we can use, the intelligent person, the responsible adult, will say that I will make a decision to live in accord with that principle. I will no longer live contrary to this principle, expecting things to be fantastic. I will live in accord with the way, the Tao. And I will have an expectation that I will be prospered in all things. This week we are addressing step four. We make a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Ouch. What does that mean? Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. It's really pretty simple, but oh brother, is this demanding? I believe it simply means you got to tell yourself the truth. You got to tell yourself, we have to tell ourselves the truth about two things. About the yin and the yang of it all. I'm trying to think, what's the yin and what's the yang? Which one is which? The yin, I guess, would be that there really is something in me that is divine. Yes, whoever said co-creator, yes, you're right. Who was that? Who's that smarty pants out there? In the way back. Good for you, Ellen. Absolutely right. Yet there is a part of me that is an expression of this one power, this thing, this infinite coordinating and creating ability that is the universe, that I am a part of that too. And pretending that I'm not keeps me in a small and marginalized life. I am that, and I am that too. That there is indeed a part of my consciousness, my soul, the thing that was, is now, and will be after it is complete with this body experience, that that part of me is a very present reality and something that can be relied upon. That's the yin. The yang is about all the ways I'm getting it wrong. All the ways that I say I want to be a healing force in the universe, in my community, in my family, and yet I bring all the complaints without any creative solutions. The way I am holding somebody else responsible for my financial good, the way I might be holding my partner hostage for my happiness. I mean, none of us set out to do this. We just get tired and discouraged. Sometimes we get disappointed. Too bad. You have the opportunity, we all have the opportunity to tell ourselves the truth at any given moment. And as we were talking about Carl Jung in our Wednesday night class, to finally come to a place where we admit that the routine that I was trying to navigate life with isn't working much anymore, that there must be a better angel here somewhere in me. And can I possibly look at my habits, my expectations, my beliefs, my behaviors, my reactions? Can I possibly look at them and ask better of myself? And if you say yes, then you are doing warrior work. You are embodying the archetype of the warrior. This is the one that runs the race, fights the good fight, and keeps the faith. And that's who you really are. All disappointment aside, that is who you really, truly are. As a part of this healing process, this practice of looking at each of our encounters or any one of our projects or disappointments, anything that we want to get right with, this is the path to healing. It is the path to full realization of who I am in the mix. And no longer worrying about anybody else's stuff. It says, uses the vocabulary, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. I don't get to make a moral inventory of you, even though that is really fun. Let me tell you all the ways you get it wrong, mister. You got to complain about me. Well, if you've ever done that in one of your relationships, you know, go back to Dr. Phil. How was that working for you? Did you get what you want? No, you just get to fight for a couple of more days, a couple of more months, a couple of more years. Okay, I guess what I better do is I better work on myself. I better work on myself. The Serenity Prayer is not one of the steps, and yet it does come from this larger tradition. Serenity Prayer, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to hide the bodies of the people I had to kill because they were working my last nerve. the wisdom to know the difference. Very often we talk about the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. And you know, that's basically the work when we're first starting out in a rigorous spiritual undertaking. But there also comes a moment when we have to invoke the other half of that, which is the courage to change the things I can. And I don't know a human being on the planet who couldn't be blessed by getting busy about changing the things I can. Now, here's the deal. 12-step folks know this, but it may be new for some of all y'all. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. That's you. That's the world. And the courage to change the things that I can. Oh, that would be me. That's me. Okay, and that's where we start. That's where we start. So what is it that you want? What do you want? You're all grown-ups. We're all grown-ups here. And some of us have accomplished wonderful things, having raised healthy children, having buried the dead, having participated or created great works of art and commerce, have created businesses that employ other people. What a gift that is in our world. It all matters. It's all the same. It's all good. It's all good. And yet there is always something in us that is seeking to express more at a more refined, a higher, a sweeter level. And so what might that be for you? Pick one thing. Pick one thing. But do it. Do it. Our tradition comes together here now. 12 steps and spiritual mind treatment, affirmative prayer. This all comes together at this moment. Because there's always something to be working on. There's always something to be creating. Always. And yet if I do not examine the way I show up in the life, I'm not going to be aware of my behavior or things that might be preventing me from experiencing it. And when I become clear about that, one of the great things I can do, one of the great tools I have, is this affirmative prayer process. Use that too. Use that too. Use all the tools that you have at your disposal. But use them in the direction of creating something good. Healing something. Righting a wrong. Baking a good pie. I don't care what it is. But do something. Every one of us that is here today really is experiencing an embarrassment of riches in our lives. If I could see thought bubbles, which I cannot, you might be thinking, well, I don't know how hard your life is. And you know what? I don't. I don't know the details of all your life, but I know that you're here. And as far as I can tell, everybody walked in here today on 2 feet. That is being almost indecently rich. What would you like to do? Pick a project. Pick a healing. Pick a thought. And get busy. Because as I say, we don't know how much time we have here. But I do know that when my time comes, there's only one thing that I want to know. I want to know if I did run the race, and if I fought the good fight, and if I kept the faith. I remember when that first occurred to me, a long time ago before I discovered religious science. And it was from that moment forward that I have been progressively moving in that direction. There's so much more for all of us to do. But make sure that you are engaged in life and that you are indeed running the race and fighting the good fight. You have my unconditional support in every possible way. God bless you, friends. Thank you.